AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon agreed at a White House meeting to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah by 3 weeks. Karen Shamas has more.
The meeting comes as local authorities said 3 separate Israeli strikes killed at least 6 people and wounded others in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, the prospects of talks between Iran and the U.S. to end the war in the Middle East is uncertain. Pakistan had planned to host another round of talks this week, but the White House has suspended Vice President Vance's planned trip to Islamabad, while Iran accused the U.S. of a lack of good faith in negotiations. Iran fired on 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday and seized 2 of them. The attacks came a day after President Trump extended the ceasefire while maintaining an American blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Karen Shamas.
Today, President Trump ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that may be deploying mines in the Strait of Hormuz. Later, reporters asked about his timeline for ending the war.
I don't want to rush it. I want to take my time. We have plenty of time. And I want to get a great deal. I want to get a deal where our nation and the world is safe from lunatics with nuclear weapons.
Oil prices rose again today, Brent crude settling above $105 per barrel. Stocks closed lower. The S&P fell 0.4% and the Nasdaq 0.9%, both retreating from record highs. The Dow lost 179 points. That's about 0.4%. A U.S. soldier has been charged with using classified information to win $400,000 in an online betting market on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's capture. Federal prosecutors say Gannon Ken Van Dyke took part in the operation. In Louisiana, police say one person died and 5 others were wounded in a shooting inside the food court of a Baton Rouge mall. 5 people have been arrested. This is AP News. It's a big night for football fans.
The NFL draft is set to transform downtown Pittsburgh this weekend, with hundreds of thousands expected to take in the spectacle. Over a dozen prospects will be there to walk the red carpet before Thursday night's first round, hoping to hear their name called by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza is expected to be the number one pick by the Las Vegas Raiders. The draft might see only one quarterback picked in the first round this year, unlike the quarterback-heavy drafts of 2021 and 24. Ty Simpson is the next quarterback on the list, but he might not be picked until later in the round. Only 2 drafts in the last 24 years have had just one first-round quarterback. It happened in 2022 with Kenny Pickett and 2013 with E.J. Manuel. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.